everybody. This is Vicki Sullivan. Confession. Michael Lewis is one of my favorite authors. There, I said it. Now let's move on to why. His use of juxtapositions. You know, it's just human nature to be attracted to how opposites or mashups interact. So the bigger question, where do these odd couple connections reside? Where do we find them? Here are my two favorite places to look. First up, outside our bubble. This right here is why I go learn weird stuff at places like TED. Now, you see Lewis do this when he talks about the L6 people, those folks who are far removed from the top decision makers. Think about it. How would he know about that gap if he didn't go out and wander beyond his current access as a best-selling author? It's when we go outside our world that we see gaps and patterns that weren't visible before. Second, check out motivation and the stories. My favorite tactic? In any situation I want to explore, I ask no less than 3 times this question. Why? That's right. I ask why at least 3 times. Seriously, drilling down here uncovers the strangest things that make sense when you figure them out. Here's a slight tangent. If you want to see this dynamic in action, check out this oldie but goodie book, Freakonomics by Stephen Levitt. A whole lot of examples there of fascinating connections. Now, here's why juxtapositions work. The element of surprise. The typical first reaction is, wait, what? And then we lean in to learn more, which is exactly what we want our marketplace to do when we're speaking, promoting a book, whatever. In a world where everyone is diagnosing our reality, this is one of the best ways we can stand out. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.